This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or go to hashtag case or no case, because we're going to have a case or no case, which is most people's favorite thing on Radio Law Talk, Hour number 3. Welcome, all you affiliates, KPay in Chico, the newest affiliate. Thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network, KBDT in Dallas. Thank you, Crack and KBLF in Red Bluff area. We are so thankful for all of our affiliates, and there's many, many more than that that are carrying our wonderful show, Radio Law Talk. In my opinion, Todd and Denise, the greatest talk show on earth that is the most informative, most interesting, and exciting, other than, guess what? The UFO programs. Those are the best.
You know, I just got to say, I am grateful to all of the affiliates, everybody that carries our show, but just especially grateful to the Armed Forces Radio Network, because the stuff that the Armed Forces does and what they do to keep the country safe, if there is anything that we can do to entertain, to keep the mood light, to keep them, you know, listening, just anything that we can do for them, I'm all for it. And I know that what we do is a very small, minuscule part compared to the service that you provide, but just very grateful.
Thank you, Troops, that we're out there. Yeah. So we're going to have a good time today because it's Denise is going to be able to try to get some points on case or no case. We're going to talk about the lawsuit trying to stop alerts from President Trump on the phone, the alerts of what? We've got a volcano blowing up, or we've got a typhoon coming, to stop the alerts from going across our cell phones. And by the way,
to stop that?
To stop it, yes. And they're claiming that they don't want Trump, you know, saying a bunch of political stuff. By the way, it was Obama in 2016 that enacted it and got it going.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, politics aside, Obama, Trump, thank you for doing that. We need that type of stuff. Because guess what? People aren't at home or watching. Remember, they used to be on the TV or on the radio. Now a lot of times people are sitting on their cell phones. That's the best way to talk to people. USA Diving is being sued again, and there's multiple suits about alleging sexual abuse. We're going to talk probably one that's kind of the most interesting one we're going to talk about. Don't forget Uber and Google are all kind of in a little battle, and it's technically not Uber and Google. I want to say that. It is actually Otto and Waymo. So Uber purchased Otto. And it's a startup company, and this is all the self-driving cars technology. And then Google has Waymo, which is its technology for self-driving cars. And this is very interesting stuff, was what happened. And I'm going to get into the details of how it was laid out, how one of the engineers from this Otto was formerly a Waymo engineer that helped get this technology going and walked away with 14 or 17,000 files to Uber to start up this Otto. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the settlement that occurred. I did not know this, but Otto, that's the Uber version of self-driving car, is worth, I believe, $72 billion with a B. I couldn't believe that when I was reading that, but I think it's. I have to double check. I'll find the my notes on this, but I believe it's 72.
Is that capitalization?
Billion.
Is that how much the market?
Yeah, the market. Yeah, the market is worth.
Wow,
so, yeah,
that's a lot of stock.
Billion is what it's worth stock wise. So anyway, we're going to talk more about that, and then any anecdotes. anecdotal stuff that's probably not relevant, but since Denise is here, she'll keep us on track.
Yeah, I went to a concert last night in somebody's backyard. It was beautiful.
That really? Is anecdotal.
I went to the Journey concert.
You're killing me. I saw that post and was like...
Did you not call me? I had one seat left. I had one extra seat.
Oh, I would have gone to...
I saw
Journey back in 1986 when Steve Perry was still singing for him.
Let me tell you, you ready for this? That is it's Def Leppard too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this.
I've seen Def Leppard.
That is one of the ones that is way in advance. It was filled.
Yeah.
And we have a suite at the Golden One.
Did it say pour some sugar on me?
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing. It's always one of those. It's the cancellation 4 hours before. I mean, it's, you know, Todd, you got to tell me. I'll put you on my last second list for concerts if you want to be a last second list.
I'm just telling you right now, if Van Halen comes around, I know you're going to have, like, people lining up for that, but just consider me one of those.
Yeah. Here's some
and Celtics.
Yeah.
Celtics.
You get your Celtics picks every year. That's you and Mike, don't you?
No. You've given to us one.
Well, because you didn't call me.
No, I did call you.
And ask for my Celtics tickets?
Yes.
You can have two. Two tickets for Denise Celtics. Dirks in the Celtics.
Exactly.
Okay? You get two tickets. You get you and Mike, your husband. Okay?
Yes.
Todd, what do you want? We're here live on radio.
I could sue for that now. I'm a third-party beneficiary.
Metallica. You want Metallica?
I'm not a big Metallica fan.
Oh, you're
but,
not?
But,
okay.
All right.
What do you... You want something that's like more Disney on Ice is coming? You want that?
Well, isn't one of the Beatles coming? No,
he already came. Oh my gosh, he comes again.
He opened the show. He opened the arena.
Yeah,
two shows there. Yeah.
I thought he was coming again in January.
But my point is, I sat there and listened to Journey and Def Leppard. And when Journey came on, they have that new singer that's out of the Philippines.
He sounds awesome.
Just like Steve Perry.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there watching that, and I'm just saying to myself, I'm going to get in my car the next day, and I'm going to drive to my old town that I grew up in. And you guys know where it is, but we're going to keep it quiet. And I'm just going to drive through and let my tears flow as I drive through to bring back memories of my grammar school and high school and all my friends. You know, what a great time, the Journey time. That was during high school for me.
Yeah.
And what great times those were. And I love that music. And did you guys know I was in a band? It's called TFR, the band, and I know Todd's in a band now, and I was the keyboardist. I don't know if you guys know this, but I started playing piano when I was six, and I actually almost got a minor. I was getting a minor in college, but I took a lot of college piano classes, and I actually was quite good, and I played almost all the Journey songs you hear, that Jonathan Cain's plays,
mm-hmm.
Fred Penny. I play those.
So why don't you guys do something together and play in my backyard?
Because I haven't.
I'll have a big party.
If you heard me play now, it's been 28 years since I touched the piano. I have a beautiful grand piano, and I'm one of those guys, I completely just walked away from it because I didn't have the time. I was starting my practice, and I literally had no time in life. And I do regret it a little bit, but guess what? I get out of all the church people or the people saying, hey, can you play the piano? We need someone to play. Nope, sorry, it's been 28 years. I don't touch the piano anymore, but I really was, and actually people don't believe me. My kids are like, no, you didn't, and I said, listen to this, the old 8-track tape, you know, and I have the cassette tapes. Click, and they're like, whoa, who's that playing? They're like, Man from Snowy River is a very difficult piano piece. I just nailed just right through it, and so they go, who's playing that? I said, that's your dad. I actually did play the piano one time, and I had my dad. I love my dad, but he's a little bit grumpy. He always like, stop playing the piano, it's too loud. And my mom would like, I thought you're supposed to teach your children. And a guy, one of your sons, wants to play the piano and you're upset about it. And my dad would just pound me, turn that thing down, that's too loud. Dad, that sticks. That's REO Speedwagon, and that is Journey, Dad.
Never heard of him.
No, turn it down. If it's not Waylon Jennings or one of those 40s bands, forget it.
That hooligan music.
Yeah. Well, I guess we were going to start with case or no case, but I went anecdotal on you, Cal. So when we come back, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about case or no case. 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And remember, if you want to answer whether or not what you think about Case or No Case at hashtag Case or No Case. So we're going to be back right after this. I'm Fred Penny with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. Cal is our producer.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, we're back with Case or No Case. But Cal, this is, I know you're going to say it was double points, but Really? This is the same team. Rodriguez is never here.
But Denise came in specifically. I mean, she was supposed to be off. Okay, so she came
idea.
In. So I'm thinking we should reward her initiative.
Good idea.
By giving her the chance.
All right, roll it.
And remember, it's just a chance.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
So our current score, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred Penny, 70 points. Denise Dirks, 66 points. Todd Kunin, 69 points. And there's a possibility here, ladies and gentlemen, double or nothing. You get everything right on this. You've got to get both halves right to get double or nothing. You don't get double. If you got half of it right, you get 1 point. You get both halves of it right, you get double, you get 4 points, total of 4 points. Sound fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, so here we go, folks, as we begin Case or No Case. I take you now to the lovely village of Lewiston, Montana.
Oh, that's beautiful, by the way.
Is
that anywhere near Lewiston, Idaho?
No.
They're
both up in the in what we would call...
Idaho Panhandle area?
What are the lights? The Northern Lights. They're both in Northern Lights territory. Let's put it that way.
Got it.
Okay, where is it again? Lewiston,
Montana.
Lewiston, Idaho is beautiful too.
Yes, it is. And they're both, by the way, named after Meriwether Lewis, as you know. So a couple just moved there from the big city of Portland, Oregon. They wanted to get away from the hustle and the high-stress lifestyle of the weirdest city in America.
Ooh, there you go. I thought that was Seattle.
Well,
are we in Seattle, by the way? No. So,
but you have to ask Portland, and they would say, yeah, we're not on the air there, so you can say it. But Portlanders would tell you they're the weirdest city. And this couple, one an environmental attorney and the other a social worker, decided, you know, we're out in the boonies here in Lewiston. I want a dog. But even though we're in a rural area, I want it to be a small dog because our home, until we decide where we're going to settle, is just a single-wide mobile home. So they go to this little tiny pet store in Lewiston, a privately owned one, and they say, we have a small place and we'd like to buy a small dog, please. The high school-age clerk, whose mother and father, Pearl and Ed Mossback, own the store, said, look at this little beauty. See the curly hair on the ears? It's a Cocker Spaniel. It won't grow to be any larger than perhaps 20 pounds if you feed it properly and make sure it gets plenty of exercise.
This was told to them by the owner.
That's correct. Well, by the daughter of the owner. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So Constance, or Connie, Bellberg, and partner Jacob Rasmussen took home the dog, and it was happy for a few weeks. Then the puppy began to grow.
And grow.
And grow.
And grow.
And grow. And became a full-sized golden retriever weighing 135 pounds, taking up more than enough space in the little tiny trailer. So they say, well, we have to take this back and get a refund. They take it back to the pet store. And the store owner says, what do you want me to do with it? I can't take back a full-grown dog, and I don't want to buy it back. No refunds. The sign says so right there behind the cash register. No refunds. All sales final. Case or no case. And Denise, since you came in, I will grant you the courtesy, because I'm such a nice man, of letting you decide this first. So case or no case. And if it is a case, what is the outcome, if you please?
No case.
Well, that was fast. Based on?
The smirk on your face.
Oh,
here we go. Now we're in the body language.
Based on, this is what I base it on.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning you said, well, I don't want to tell you what I base it on. Let's let them decide first, and then I'll tell you.
Okay, but I want to know. Mr. Penny, case or no case, and what's the outcome?
It is a case, and there's no issue. The damages, look, there's no damages to have your little cute little pet dog coming, little Charlie, the pet dog. Why are you going to give him back? They just wanted their money back is what they wanted, right?
Right.
They weren't giving the dog back.
Well, they wanted to get rid of the dog. It was too big.
Oh, they wanted to get rid of the dog. Yeah, so they could have taken it to the pound, which is not necessarily what you want to do. Cool. By the way, Lewiston is a population 5,901 as of 2010, and the one was Charlie the dog.
And they don't have a dog pound in Lewiston.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, it's a case. There's no damages there because they got a loving dog. They got what they paid for. There's no guarantees what it's supposed to be unless it was in writing, which you didn't say it was in writing that they guarantee it. So it's assumed that you get what you, and they should have done a little bit of investigation, looked at the dog and figured it out themselves. Case, and the winner is the dog selling
the pet store.
You know, I didn't put the name of the pet store in there, but I'm not going to. Mr. Cunin, go ahead.
What is the name of the pet store?
Paws.
Oh, I like that name.
Paws.
Paws. Okay. Take
your time.
You.
Well, when he took his time to say that,
this.
That could be. Don't forget, he's like a reverse. He sometimes he does that on purpose. Acts dumb and acts like, oh, I'm not quite sure. Pause.
I am going under the category of go big or go home.
Oh,
here we
no.
go. Here we go.
Double points.
No case.
Oh, I could be in
no
trouble.
No case.
I could be in trouble.
Okay, now,
this is double point.
Based on what?
Well, what you said in the very beginning, you said that it was going to be double points, but you'd have to get both the first part and the second part correct in order to get the double points. You didn't say if it was no case, you get a double point. So I think you're trying to push us into a case and an outcome.
Well, no case is an outcome.
Case or no case, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or hashtag case or no case. Those of you listening, go ahead, hashtag it, man.
Now, Mr. Cunin, why did you decide that it was no case? I'm just curious about what I can do to, you know, not give away any tells or what have you. What made you decide that it was no case?
I don't know that I want to tell you, so because I want you to continue giving away your tell. And if I tell you what your tell is, then you'll tell me that I can tell you.
Oh, come on, tell me.
And it would be very telling if I told you what your tell was.
Wait a minute.
Because telling me was
just
that was
tell me.
To tell.
Hey, the movie Princess Bride.
Yes.
Right? What's the guy's name? If I told you, okay, which one's the poison, remember?
I don't know. I spent a lifetime developing a resistance to iocane powder. So,
Well, we have a caller. We're not going to be able to take the caller because we're getting close to a break here. So
we'll take the caller when we come back. Go ahead and take it. What's our time left?
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, we got 30 seconds. Those of you who want to call in, the caller, just stay on the line and he'll get it. So just keep calling in 855 Law Radio. We want a person case or no case. I think I'm the winner. I think I'm going to be the winner. Mm. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Finney, your host. I am a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a divorce
family
lawyer, and we got the criminal lawyer here. We'll be right back after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
For business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Protests are heating up ahead of the final Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer on why she's voting yes, despite the testimony from accuser Christine Blasey Ford.
I believe she has experienced a traumatic event that no woman should have to endure. There is no evidence, though, that Judge Kavanaugh was the perpetrator.
The First Lady is wrapping up her African tour today with a stop in Cairo to visit the pyramids. Mrs. Trump took time out to talk to reporters and says she hopes people will focus on her works, not her clothing.
I want to talk about my sheep and not what I wear. And that's very important, what I do, what we're doing with USAID, what I do with my initiatives. And I wish people would focus on what I do.
Some have gone to Twitter to criticize the First Lady for wearing a white pith helmet, the style of which has historical links to colonial rule in Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, case or no case? And I want to know if I'm the winner-winner chicken dinner or I'm the loser-loser. What am I, gal? By the way, I'm sitting here looking at a gift bag. Go ahead, take it. So we have a gift box here that was sent to this office at Radio Law Talk, and sometimes they don't let us know until later, and I am looking at it. Onion-flavored, guess what? Onion-flavored cheese.
Mm. Yum.
All right, Cal, let's go case or no case.
All right, so the setup to the case is a couple moves to Montana. They go to a pet store to buy what they think is a little dog. It turns out the Cocker Spaniel they bought is actually a Golden Retriever, full-size dog. They live in a little
awesome.
Place. They go back because they want to get their money back. And the question was case or no case. And Denise said no case because she could tell by looking at my face that it was no case. Todd says no case, and he's not telling me why, so I know that I know what that was about. And Fred said yes, it was a case. And
And the pet store wins.
So let's do it this way, shall we?
Oh, no.
Those of you who say this was not a case, would you raise your hands? It was as phony as a phony puppy. So congratulations to both of you. That would be 4 points for Todd.
Oh.
4 points for Denise.
Wow.
And 0 points for Fred. Wow.
Ow.
So Denise is now up to 70 points. Fred's also up to 70.
Ow.
And Todd is at 71. Wait, 68 plus 4 is 72, Ow. 73. So Todd's at 73 points.
68 plus 4 is 72.
You know what? I'm going to sit here and eat my candy bar.
Cheese-flavored candy bar.
Oh, you got mustard,
so
too.
72, and then 70 for Fred.
What's this?
Yeah, wow, that's interesting.
There's all kinds of fun stuff.
So
it's like garlic summer sausage. Wow. Mm-hmm.
While we're doing this, I'm just going to eat because I really don't care now because I'm mad that I lost. So.
So, again, the score is 70 for Fred, 72 for Denise, 73 for Todd. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... Case or no case?
Smoked!
Oh, well, that's all right.
Fred got smoked. Oh!
like the cheese you're eating right now. Smoked Gouda.
Yeah. Gouda cheese. Let's see, what's this one? This is a weird one. Those you tell me what you guys like. Let me know, and we can maybe talk. We'll eat it and tell you what it tastes like, but... All right, let's go on and talk about some legal issues, because this is what's called radio law talk. Isn't that right, Todd?
Last time I checked, but, you know, I don't check very frequently.
Let's talk about the lawsuit trying to stop alerts from President Trump. Go ahead, Todd. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this one here, back under the Obama administration
2016,
as part of the federal FEMA, they instituted or implemented a plan to get instructions out to individuals being affected by catastrophic events, acts of terrorism, what have you. You know, in the past, way back in the day when you were listening to the radio or watching television, sometimes, remember as kids, you'd hear this. The following is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is an alert.
Yes. And you would hear this.
Now, you probably are used to that.
I think I had it memorized at
one
time.
And you would hear this, some sound going on. And then afterwards, somebody would say, this has been an alert of the emergency broadcasting system. Had there been
an actual emergency, you'd have been told where to turn for further information at a station in your area.
And so that's what happened with television, because television and you heard it on radio were primary mediums. Well, now people are getting their entertainment from their phones. They're not watching TV as much, and so they felt that it was
rightly so,
probably incumbent upon FEMA to have an alert system.
Tal, try to find that.
Alert system.
You want the tone?
The tone or what they would say. If this was an emergency, sorry.
Yeah. To have an alert system that got to people using the medium that they are always on,
right.
i.e. your cell phones.
That's exactly right.
So this is what happened. And a couple days ago, they did a test. I think it came out, it was like Thursday, and it was a little after 11 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the morning, that the test came out. And
I heard it.
This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
There you go. Here comes. By the way, I'm not going to play. I don't want the stations to play this.
Right.
If they play the tones, they'll be doing a test, and we don't want to do that for them.
Right.
But then after the tones aired, they would say, here's what's going on. Oh, yeah, that's on you. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Test of the emergency broadcasting system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you've just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions.
That's the old way it used to happen, guys.
And by the way, way back in the day, when you bought a car with a radio on it, there used to be, car collectors will know this, there used to be a white circle with a triangle on the inside on the AM radio dial.
Hmm.
And that was put there for purposes of, if there's a national emergency, you turn on the dial to that spot, and then that would be the station that would be dispersing the official information.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was part of the civil defense system back then.
So, in 2016... FEMA says, all right, we're going to expand how we let people know about emergencies to letting them know via their cell phone, via text messages or whatever.
Right.
And they did a test of that a couple of days ago, and three people out
of
New York.
Me. I jumped.
Yeah. Three people out of New York have filed a lawsuit claiming that this is an invasion of their privacy, that the government, specifically President Trump, is taking control of their private property, their cell phone, and they believe, as they allege in their lawsuit, that the new system would, quote, turn their electronic devices into government loudspeakers for Trump and others in the administration to promote propaganda because there are no definitions of terrorist activity and the like. And so that is the basis of their lawsuit, to which I say...
It's case not, or no case, they lose.
That's not enough of an allegation. I mean, first of all, the government has a very strong interest in protecting the public, period.
Yes.
And if they need to get the word out that something's coming,
guess what?
They have the right to get the word out.
Your paranoia does not a legal case make.
That
is how I would look at that.
And furthermore, under the government regulates the airwaves, they regulate the telephone industry, the FCC guidelines. This is allowed under those guidelines. And quite frankly, if I don't know if they have this in FEMA, but if you wanted to opt out of it, maybe you could opt out. Maybe that could be. But can you imagine the outcry if, let's say, they allowed somebody to opt out? And that person did opt out. And then they did not get the alert and someone was seriously injured or killed because they didn't get the alert because they opted out.
Now that would be a lawsuit.
That would be a lawsuit. And they would have nobody to blame but themselves if they were the ones that opted out. But they try to blame the government for not overriding their decision.
So my phone, rang or whatever, not rang, but
buzzed.
And it was at 11:18, I think, in the morning. And it wasn't that intrusive. I mean, it came up. I saw that it was a test, and when I hit it, it went away.
It's just Trump paranoia. That's what it seems like to me.
And let me point out that you already get them. The Amber Alerts come out. They text messages come to your phone,
that's
letting
true.
You know if people have been a child has been kidnapped. We get those. This isn't new, but it is paranoia.
It's the first on a national scale. Local jurisdictions, local sheriffs, they can do it all the time.
Right.
But first on a full national scale.
That's true. Right. And, if it had come out before when Obama did it, then we'd have conservatives suing and saying, you can't control my life.
That's exactly right.
So it doesn't matter what side of the equation.
That's why I like it that Trump's doing it and Obama brought it up. So there's no argument on either side. So it's like, there you go.
Yeah, it's a perfect thing, I think.
Yeah, so what's interesting, though, a lot of this, I believe, and I haven't got the full history, probably has to do with the times when we're in World War I, World War II, especially World War II, when they had to do all this stuff, when the air raids were coming in and all that type of stuff.
It is a vestige of the Cold War, when people had no way, when they would have just a few minutes or seconds to prepare themselves as well as best they could for a nuclear attack. Remember, in World War II, there were no satellites, there was no anything. We just had to rely on way analog information.
Right.
But this became when we got a missile defense warning system in, and so they said, okay, we're going to get this information out quickly, and that's how that started.
Yeah, we're going to talk, when we're done with the break, we're going to talk about Otto and Waymo lawsuits, the lawsuits concerning self-driving cars. We talk about that all the time. It's very interesting. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Okay, so, quite some time ago, there was an employee, and I'm going to butcher the names, and so I'm going to be close and do the best I can, by the name of Anthony Lewandowski, L-E-V-A-N-D-O-W-S-K-I.
Yeah, Lewandowski, good.
Lewandowski. Worked for a company called Waymo. Waymo is the self-driving cars, the technology for self-driving cars, which is pretty much owned by Google. I don't know how the, even though it's probably not technically Google, they separate them legally, but somehow it's a Google.
Well, Google's company. Alphabet, and they've got all these subsidiaries.
Yeah, it's one of the subsidiaries of Google. So Waymo, and so what happens is this individual who is an engineer there apparently leaves and starts up his own company, a new tech company called Otto, O-T-T-O, and apparently bought the domain during the time period, this is all allegations, from Google/Waymo, bought that website during the time period he was working for Waymo. Okay? I'm setting this up for you. So then, guess who comes along? We got Uber coming along and goes to Otto and buys it as a venture capital, you know, group.
And part of that purchase included some of the Waymo.
14,000 property files from Waymo came with this engineer to, and by the way, there's an arbitration clause between the engineers and Waymo, you know, if there's a break, what happens, you know?
Out of their employment contract.
So, and apparently part of it was a circuit board information that was probably the key to it. And by the way, as of recently, I'm sure it's up and down, Otto, the one that's owned by Uber, is worth about $72 billion, according to that stock, you know, that it's being sold. So, go ahead. You were going to say
Yeah, no, I was going to say that Otto said that they took the technology, but they changed it and made it better. So it's not the same technology.
Not exactly. I'm sure there's arguments on that side, and that is true.
Right.
So what's happening now is they're in trial. Day 5 of the trial, and don't forget, this is complicated stuff, and this is lawyers after lawyers after lawyers. Day 5, they come to an agreement, and the agreement is, this is what's weird, that now Google/Waymo owns 0.345%. Is that right? 0.345% of the company. I believe that's what it is. Which is, I thought it was 34%. No, but it's 0.35% of the company, which comes out to be $245 million value paid to them in stock. So Uber agreed to pay Waymo 0.34% equity stake in auto company with a 70 that's worth $72 billion. So about a $245 million paid value. Does that sound right? I mean, those numbers sound about right?
No, it does. And but I think if there's a relationship between that percentage, if you will, and then the final product that Otto made as well.
Now, here's some interesting things. Okay, so you understand that's what's going on. But still, don't forget, who can sue is Waymo can now is going after the executive that left Waymo and brought it to Otto.
Lebrowski.
And by the way, this is great.
Lebrowski or Lewandowski? Lewandowski.
That's another show.
Anthony Lewandowski. Lewandowski. So here's the interesting thing. By the way, during this time period or prior to, Lewandowski has started his own church called Technology Future Way. No, wait, what's it called? Way of the Future Church. So, Todd, if you'd like to join Way of the Future Church, it is now, apparently he hasn't filed officially, but he's claiming somehow.
Is it centered in the West Coast?
I don't know.
Yeah, as we were talking on the break.
It's probably centered at Burning Man.
Look, as we were talking on the break, it's just personally, it's very difficult for me to be religious and live in the NFC West because it's just everything just happens. You know, I got to watch football. So, you know, I got the same problems with baseball and basketball. Just look, I'll go to church if they can ever get the basketball, baseball, and football to where, like, they have an overall off season. That'll be the block.
Everything happens for a reason, Todd. Yeah. It's called the DVR. But anyway.
It's called the DVR.
That's his excuse for not going to church. And I would note that DVR shares at least two letters in common with the name devil. So don't talk to me. Okay?
But R for religion, too.
Now, remember the days when you went to church and you'd go out in the parking lot in between breaks and listen to the San Francisco Giants game. Or listen to the A's game back where in California?
You know, one time I caught my dad out there. No,
that's exactly right. So as teenagers, you'd be like, all right, church is starting. Where's all the boys? This is not a sexist thing, but it's just that the girls didn't care about it. But us boys, we were out there watching, listening to baseball, and they'd come out in the car and you hear this window, and you're like, oh, hi. Yeah, time to come back to church. It's Sunday school time.
All right.
And then it was like sardines, and the kids would pile out of a Volkswagen or something, and then we'd go back to church. Okay, so the California Appeals Court, here's the one issue. So the case settles, and they want to go get information on all, you know, about this self-driving car because they're taking them to arbitration. So the California State Appeals Court has ordered Uber Technologies, Inc. to give Google LLC confidential due diligence report, a report's complying with the ride-handling company when they bought the self-driving car startup. So the Google may now use this information in arbitration proceedings against the two former executives accused of stealing the trade secrets. This is according to templechambers.com. But interesting. So they're going after the executives.
So we know they have to go. We already talked about that because they tried to Waymo tried to pull Otto into the arbitration by virtue of Lewandowski's arbitration clause in his employment contract with Google, I guess with Waymo. And now we know that they have to do arbitration.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing. But this Lewandowski owns a substantial amount of stock, and he just sold it for, I don't know, billions. I don't know what it was, but he just sold a lot of his stock. So now, see, Google sees a deep pocket. So that's why they're going after him in arbitration. And they're going to try to go after, and so guess what? And it's funny because Uber's like, oh, we're so sorry. We didn't, oh, just, you know, we learned from this mistake that they were working with this guy while he was at Waymo, at least talking to him, and he bought this website during the time he was working there, and just somehow he moved over and brought other guys with him.
I have a question. What happened to joint and several liability? I mean, if Lewandowski is a defendant that should have been involved in that previous lawsuit, because we always asked why he wasn't involved.
Because it was because it's an arbitration. He has an arbitration clause agreement in his agreement with Google.
Well, I know that, but didn't he have to join them as a defendant in the previous action?
I would think not. If it's an arbitration clause, they do a separate arbitration, and that's what's going on now. And by the way, Uber just fired him. Go ahead.
And you know, all of this may end up being moot for reasons that we may have to discuss next time, because an innocent bystander, an engineer by the name of Eric Swildens, couldn't understand why it is some of this LIDAR technology didn't exist previous, and as he was allowed to do, spending $6,000 of his own money, filed with the United States Patent Office a document challenging the patent claim, this 936 patent claim, and the USPTO, the patent office, has rejected all but 56 of Waymo's claims. He, with his $6,000 filing, was
found
able to
they
do
were illegal, his
found what it was able to do what Uber's top lawyers were unable to do, and that is currently being litigated and trying to be resolved.
Whoa.
This may undo everything.
Saying those patents are not valid, other than 50.
Yeah.
And he has absolutely no reason, no dog in this fight whatsoever. He's not going to get anything out of it. He just, you know,
maybe.
What he claims is just didn't seem right, so I wanted to go ahead and file.
Wow, good for him. I like those type of people. Hey, you know what? Our third hour is up. We had a good time. Thank you, Denise, for coming by for hour number two and number three. Remember, we're live at Pacific time, 9 to noon. Thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you, Cal, for your hard work. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Denise. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Come back next week. We got lots more to talk about, and I'll probably be talking about Kavanaugh. See you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.